This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling joins us on the phone from his office in Richmond. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good. Sounds like we got a lot going on there in Charlottesville. Car wrecks and a wrestling match and a little bit of everything.
Oh, well, welcome to Jefferson Country.
We have a few car wrecks and wrestling matches around Richmond every now and then, too.
I bet you do. Hey, how's your summer going? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I'm doing great. I tell you, we just got back from a week at the National Lieutenant Governors Association annual meeting up in Seattle, where I was asked to serve on the executive leadership committee of that group, and
congratulations.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the lovely Jean Ann and I also took our first vacation while there. We did a little cruise to Alaska, our first vacation
cool.
in about 3 years, and that was super. And we got back about a week ago, and we've been hitting the road. We just got back from a four-day trip that took us everywhere. We started in Culpeper County on Thursday and ended up down in Galax at the Old Fiddlers Convention. So we've just been all over the place, staying busy and having a lot of fun.
Now, I have never been to the Old Fiddlers Convention in Galax, but it's one thing I want to do. It's on my list, put it that way, and I've heard it's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. You know, they put about 40,000 people through this convention during the course of a week, and I must admit, kind of the highlight of Saturday night was when Governor Kane brought out his harmonica and along with a banjo played a little rendition of the Carter Family's Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and I told him for a Democrat he had a lot of spirit.
For a Democrat, of course.
Well, yeah, I thought most of us Republicans do pretty good when it comes to the spirit and the jazz, but you know, those Democrats, they're sometimes a little more calm than we are.
Bill Bowling is our guest, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, you were in Charlottesville recently with her Attorney General Bob McDonnell to speak to the Fraternal Order of Police. Can you share with us, we weren't in on that meeting, but can you share with us some of the thoughts that you shared with our men and women in blue?
Well, we had a great visit with them, Coy. It was back on August the 9th, actually, that we were in Charlottesville for the FOP conference, and I spoke to them about what I see as some of the major public safety issues and issues impacting law enforcement that we're facing in Virginia today. And in particular, I talked to them a little bit about what I think we need to do to put more law enforcement officers on the streets to identify, infiltrate, and disrupt some of these violent gangs that we're seeing crop up all across the state. I talked to them about my belief that we need to toughen penalties for people who peddle and sell methamphetamine drugs to our kids, because frankly that's how a lot of these gangs are making their money. The second issue that I focused on was internet child pornography and internet sexual predators. I just got back from visiting about a month ago Project Blue Ridge Thunder down in Bedford County, where we have a group of law enforcement officers every day trolling the internet looking for people who are sending around child pornography and internet sexual predators who are preying on kids and internet chat rooms. I think that's a significant issue where, frankly, a little bit of money could go a long way in helping make the internet safer for our children. And then I also talked with them about the need to continue efforts to enhance pay for our law enforcement officers. You know, when you think about the fact that some of our state police officers and sheriff's deputies, if you look at the money they earn, they're just woefully underpaid, and need to continue enhancing benefits for them. Those are kind of the issues that the Fraternal Order of Police has focused on for years. They're the public safety initiatives that we're emphasizing in our office, and that's the things that I talked with them about. We had a great visit there, also had a memorial service to recognize all of the law enforcement officers in Virginia that have given up their life in the line of duty over the last year. That was a very moving service, and it was just a great morning that we spent with them.
I noticed that you, Bill Bowling, our guest, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, I noticed that you have proposed the idea of increasing the number of officers so that we go from the Virginia minimum now, which is one officer for every 1,500 residents, to one for every 1,000 residents.
I think that's a good goal, Coy. Back several years ago when I was in the Senate, the old ratios were that the state funded one law enforcement officer for every 2,000 citizens. I helped lead the effort to get that ratio reduced from 1 to 2,000 to 1 to 1,500. And where I think we need to look at going into the future is bringing it down even a little more to 1 to 1,000. One of the things that I learned very early on in my career in public service, actually back when I was chairman of the Board of Supervisors here in Hanover County, we had and still have a sheriff by the name of Colonel Stuart Cook. And one of the things that he really helped me understand was that the most successful deterrent to crime is a visible police presence on our streets and in our neighborhoods. And I think the more law enforcement officers we can put on the streets, that's going to help us prevent crimes. It's going to help us identify those who commit crimes and bring them to justice. And I think it's just one of the most important things we can do is continue to boost pay and benefits for our law enforcement officers, make sure that we have an adequate number of them. And in some places, we do a pretty good job. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of rural communities in Virginia where one more deputy sheriff or two more deputy sheriffs would make a big difference in their ability to have some law enforcement presence on the streets 24/7.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I especially agree with the whole idea of increasing pay for these people who are out on the front lines trying to make society better. I feel the same way about teachers, about rescue people, doctors who work in emergency rooms. I mean, all of those people that provide that infrastructure that is the front line of society. Where,
well, you know, in a perfect world, teachers would be paid more than professional athletes and actors, and because the job they do is far more important. And the same thing holds true with public safety personnel. And the really sad thing is that a lot of our law enforcement officers today, if they're trying to support a family on solely their law enforcement income, particularly in those first few years of service, make so little money that in some instances they would qualify for state benefits. And that's just not where we need to be.
Yeah, that's not right.
It takes some time to get it where we need, but we need to get started.
I couldn't agree more. Bill Bowling is our guest, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let's take a very quick break. We're back in two. This is Charlottesville right now. Let's return to Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mr. Bowling, we were talking in the last hour with Gail Parker, who's the independent candidate for U.S. Senate. And she is talking about rail and how rail is going to save the day and it's actually going to save us money. And I told her that we would ask you about that to see, is it really everything it's cracked up to be, and does it stand a chance? I mean, right now we can't even do roads, it seems.
Well, certainly, Coy, I think as you look at long term and you talk about the transportation challenges that we face in Virginia, to be able to deal with those challenges effectively, it's got to be a multifaceted approach, and I would not disagree that rail has to be one of the components. In Northern Virginia, it may be expanding the VRE, which carries so many people right now from Fredericksburg into D.C. We've got proposals to extend rail out to Tysons and then to Dulles and ultimately into Loudoun County. We're looking at some rail options along the I-81 corridor to try to take some truck traffic off of I-81. I was just this past week on the tour that I mentioned earlier that we did across the state. I spent some time in Montgomery County looking at a new intermodal port facility that's also designed to expand commercial rail and hopefully remove some trucks off the interstate. So whether it's people or cargo, rail is a component. It's not a panacea. It's not a silver bullet. But it certainly is one facet of what's got to be a multi-dimensional approach to solving our transportation problems.
Now, I noticed that you've been doing some work recently on agriculture and farming. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because it's not something you hear a lot about in downtown Charlottesville, and yet it's still critical to the economy of the Commonwealth. And I know that you've said that in the 300, nearly 400 years of Virginia, tobacco was the main export every year until last year when it was computer memory chips.
It is. It's kind of a fascinating transformation. You know, agriculture is certainly a very, very big part of Virginia's economy and still is, and I think and hope always will be. I just visited earlier or late last week in Culpeper, the Virginia Ag Expo for 2006, where we looked and talked about some of the exciting things that are taking place in agriculture. But it is true, you know, for the first 398 years of Virginia's history, agriculture was our number one export, and last year for the first time it was replaced, and it was replaced by computer memory chips, and that shows you the transformation in Virginia's economy that's taken place from agriculture to to computer memory chips. And agriculture faces some challenges. You know, certainly the tobacco industry in Southside Virginia has been hit hard in recent years as property taxes continue to go up all across the state. It makes it harder for folks to be able to pay taxes to operate the family farm. That's one of the reasons why it was so important that we eliminate the death tax to try to take away one of the burdens that family farmers have to deal with. As we continue to grow and develop, a lot of our agricultural land is being turned into commercial land or residential subdivisions. So, you know, I believe agriculture is very important to Virginia. I think it contributes greatly to our quality of life. I think we need to continue looking for ways to make sure that agriculture remains a viable industry. And as we've been doing our tours across rural Virginia, we started those back in May. We're taking 1 week a month to visit a different part of rural Virginia. And making sure that we continue to have a viable agricultural community is one of the things and that we've been trying to focus on and one of the messages that we've heard over and over again.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, our guest this afternoon on Charlottesville Right Now, 25 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, I also know that you are doing some work with healthcare, and there is a forum coming up in Richmond that you will be attending or hosting.
That's right. You know, one of the issues, Coy, in our office this year that we have a targeted focus on, and we've mentioned two of the other issues previously, rural economic development and public safety. A third of the issues that we're focusing on this year is healthcare. We have 1 million Virginians that are still uninsured. We want to talk about what we can do to make sure that quality health care is available and affordable for every Virginian. And we've been conducting a number of health care forums as we've traveled across the state. And then we have a large statewide forum that will be coming up in Richmond in late September. We're going to be getting interest groups from all across the board together to talk about what do we do to reduce the large number of uninsured Virginians. What do we do to begin the process of reforming Virginia's Medicaid program, which is the fastest growing area of our state budget? What do we do to address the number of growing number of Virginians in our elder population that are going to need long-term care benefits? What do we do to enhance rural access to health care? Making sure that we have a quality health care system is an important quality of life issue for Virginians. It's something I focused a great deal of time on in the General Assembly. And along with rural economic development, some of these public safety issues we talked about, and trying to make sure that we take our educational system to the next level, those really are the four issues that our office is focusing our time and attention on in 2006.
The website is billbowling.com, the man Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thank you, sir, for joining us, and as always, we look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks, Coy. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. Have a great week, and thank you again for your service to the Commonwealth. Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.